Social networking websites such as Facebook or YouTube are filled with images of people exercising poor judgment in the real world and then compounding it by posting those videos online. These self-incriminating internet postings are helping cops fight crime on public land. Larry Riddell looks out the rain-streaked windows of his Olympia office and cracks a joke about crummy weather in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Nice, then, that the police chief for Washington State Forest can fight crime in the great outdoors from the comfort of his desk.
For instance, let's just bring up YouTube. And in this particular one, we'll just type in 4x4 off-road in Capitol Forest.
Up pop dozens of short videos. They depict customized Jeeps, Toyotas, and Broncos spinning their oversized tires in the mud, scaling stumps, or driving down creek beds.
They're going through water here, which is habitat in some cases. They're eroding the soils. Eventually, this may work its way down into a stream that may be fish-bearing and could cause some problems that way.
Many public forests include designated trails for off-road vehicles, but this doesn't look like one. Blazing rogue trails is a misdemeanor, and Riddell can also pursue a driver for civil damages.
There was clearly a plate on that vehicle going by. Here's another one on here. It's a Washington license plate on it, and we can clearly make that particular plate out. So this is what we're looking for on these sites.
To make a case with YouTube, officers need to extract a license plate and identify some landmark that confirms the illegal off-roading is happening in their jurisdiction. Larry Riddell has yet to test the admissibility of a self-incriminating internet video in court, but he describes how YouTube detective work cracked one recent case. It began with a tip from a web-surfing fish and wildlife officer in Arizona. What caught that officer's eye was a post seeking helpers to blaze a new unauthorized trail. The cops traced the item to a 17-year-old boy in Southwest Washington. A phone call from Chief Riddell resolved the case.
We were able to talk with him, educate him, and he's apologized several times. And as a result, we have now been able to put him to work for DNR. And instead of creating an enemy now, we have an ally that's going to be helping us.
Riddell agrees this episode and others reflect pent-up demand for legitimate trails for all-terrain vehicles. Crystal Crowder is president of an off-road club in Clark County, Washington, called Pistons Wild. She expresses a certain frustration with the painfully slow process to establish new routes. The club website includes an online forum and user videos.
And the internet has been a tremendous boom for us to be able to reach out to thousands of people and kind of share the word with them. It's, you know, tread lightly, stay on the trail, don't build new trails. And these are the kinds of behaviors that will be rewarded with more areas to ride in or more areas being opened up.
Crowder says she doesn't have a problem with cops perusing her site. She says members already police each other to put their sport in the best possible light.
Where if somebody were to post up saying, you know, look what I did this, you know, horrible thing I shouldn't have been doing, a large group of peers will generally jump on that and discipline that person online and kind of teach them the lesson about what's right and what's wrong.
Crowder doesn't want the face of her sport to be drivers like these drunken campers on YouTube.
Jake's a dumbass!
Oh!
Get that on camera?
That's a beer cooler and rider flying overboard from the bed of a pickup truck bouncing through a dry gully. But the driver's not a total dummy. While he may be cruising for a fine, his license plate is not seen on the video, and the faces and location are fuzzy, which goes to show why officers consider the internet useful, but no substitute for getting out into the woods. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.